religiosity can complicate our relationship with God, and it can feel more like a heavy burden or boxes to check than a deeply personal connection with our Creator. We are also surrounded with messages that tell us that our value is in our ability to get things done, while at the same time saying that we as women shouldn't stand out or draw attention to ourselves. My name is Emily Lewis, and you're listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. For 26 years of my life, I felt like it was my responsibility to keep God happy by doing all the things. I was desperate to be good and to belong, so I exhausted myself by checking the boxes and squeezing myself into the expectations of what others and what I thought God wanted from me. But when I learned that God loves me unconditionally and with radical grace, that allowed me to let go of toxic relationships with the church and myself. Now, as a beloved daughter of God, a wife, a mom, a kids ministry pastor, a speaker, and a worthiness coach, I am confidently living the life that God meant for me. I'm here to help you overcome beliefs that are no longer serving you so that you too can live a well-rested life, ask for what you want, confidently expect to receive what you're worth, and have deep, authentic relationships with God, yourself, and others. When you are grounded in God's grace and own who He says you already are, it opens up the door for the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. I'm Emily Lewis, and I'm so glad you're here, friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome to this episode of the Abundant Grace Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I'm giving you a super practical episode, one that you can put into practice next time that you want to master your mental game. This would be for when you feel those intrusive thoughts, or you feel those insecurities start cropping up, or you feel a little bit triggered and you want to kind of push back against them and not stay stuck in that spot. This is what I do. These are the tools that I use to kind of pull myself back out of a funk or out of a mindset spiral. Now, I will tell you that there are days that I don't pull all the way out of the mental spiral. There are days that just are hard and that I don't feel like I'm on top, and that's okay. There's a podcast episode that'll probably be coming, some notes I wrote the last time that I had a day that I just could not pull myself out of. And it wasn't necessarily a trigger or anything. It was just a rough day. So that we do have room for those too. But most of the time we want to try all the things first before we settle into, well, I guess this is just what today is and I'm going to be okay with that. We want tools to come up against these lies that are coming into our mind. Because sometimes when the inner critic just gets rolling, or I was even talking to a client recently about how sometimes that inner critic, it feels like they wake up before even we do. So we don't even have a sporting chance to hit the affirmations before the inner critic, because the inner critic just almost like wakes us up with, how are you going to screw up today? Kind of stuff. And it's like, whoa, howdy, hello, excuse me. Like, what did I do to you? I thought we were on the same team. That's how it feels to me anyway. But when we're in this spot, and I've been in this spot for a few days of, well, first it was kind of triggered, and then it was ministering and pouring out, and then it was insecurity. And it was just the perfect cocktail to start actually believing the lies of the enemy or the inner critic, whatever it was in my mind. And I had to follow a lot of these steps and tools in order to pull up out of it. And it got me to thinking that it would be really helpful if I share these tools with you, the things that help me when I'm in this spot. So obviously we want to have the truth readily available. We want to make it accessible to ourselves. So whether this is affirmations that we repeat daily so that they're already kind of in our minds, whether it's a note on your phone that you can easily open and start reading those out loud. Maybe it's some highlighted Bible verses. Maybe it's a friend you call. But we want these truths to be readily available. And then we can tack on these other tangible things that we're doing as well. So if you want more resources to help you with confidence and creating those affirmations and kind of pushing back against your specific insecurities, that's what I do coaching for, so that you can show up as the most confident version of yourself, so you can believe what God says about you. But a lot of times that takes work. That's the work, is to untangle the truth from the lies. The lies would not be believable if they didn't sound a little bit like truth, if they didn't have a little bit of truth sprinkled in them, if they weren't something that you used to believe, if they weren't something that was just a little off, we would be able to call it out more easily. But because they get kind of tangled up with our past belief systems or something that we're currently wrestling with, we need help and support to untangle them and get to the truth so that we can be speaking truth over ourselves. I will also be teaching a masterclass next week, which is, if you're listening to this episode when it comes out, which is the end of May, the last full week in May, I'm going to be teaching a masterclass on this topic so that we can address the main insecurities that we have and create an action plan for ourselves to come against these, so we don't have to get into this cycle and stay in it. We can pull ourselves out of it much more quickly than spiraling and it, what's the word? Making us freeze. I can't even think of the word, but it makes us feel debilitated. I think that's the word I was looking for. Where we just feel a little bit debilitated and we can't move forward, we can actually stop the cycle, stop the spiral. So go to yourrelationshipwithgod.com/mindset, and we are going to have an awesome time at the masterclass next week. If you're listening to this after the last week in May, send me a DM on Instagram and say, hey, I want to see this class again. Where are you going to do this class again? This will not be the last time that I run this masterclass. So send me a DM if you are listening to this at the very, very end of May in 2023 or anytime after that later. And I'll either hook you up with the replay or the next class date. But if you are listening to this as the episode drops, go to yourrelationshipwithgod.com/mindset to get into the masterclass. Now, before I jump all the way into these practical tips, I want to remind you what this spot feels like and also just relate it to you. Maybe you know exactly what this spot feels like, but these are some of the thoughts that come through my mind, and maybe you can pinpoint them. What helps you recognize when your inner critic is raring to go? Thoughts like, who am I? Who do I think I am? I can't do this. I don't think I'm ever going to figure this out. I haven't figured it out yet. Who am I to think that I can do something different after years and years of doing it the same way, or my family pattern of being X, Y, and Z? Who do I think I am to be here in this spot? Those are some of the thoughts that my inner critic likes to bring up. And maybe yours look something similar. So when we're in this spot, we've spoken truth to them and they still feel a little bit real. They still feel like something that we're maybe not sure. Like, well, I've been saying that God equipped me for this season, or that God has me here for a purpose, or I've been saying that I am enough and that I am worthy, but maybe I'm not. So this is what you can do. If it is anywhere near the time that you go to bed, go to sleep. If you can, just give yourself a break. Figure it out tomorrow. Now, if you're somebody who has racing thoughts at night, you might need to start into this list right away. But if you can rest or give yourself a 15-minute just chill, do that. Start there. Sometimes we just need to sleep. Then the second thing, maybe this can be first, I don't know. But you'll need to do something to help regulate your nervous system. Do something that calms you down and reminds you that you are in fact safe. Because when our fight or flight, fawn or freeze, like alarm bells start going off and our nervous system is dysregulated, we need something to help us get grounded. So one of the tools that I actually used this morning was EFT tapping. I just pulled up a video on YouTube for confidence. You can do breath work. You can do music. You can do grounding exercises like walking around in the grass in your bare feet, which is fabulous to do in summer. It feels so good. Or getting your hands in the dirt or in the grass. It's so good for us to just get grounded again. Let me think. There's some other tools that I use, whether that's laying on the floor, like with your butt right up against the wall and your feet straight up the wall. That can be something that's really grounding also. So do something. Maybe it is another trick in your tool bag that you got from your therapist or you've learned that helps you feel really centered and grounded. Do that so that we can get our nervous system kind of offline and we can get our prefrontal cortex back online, because sometimes those racing thoughts just feel kind of fuzzy in our heads because we're in that fight, flight, fawn, freeze state, and it's really hard to think logically, and thinking better thoughts doesn't always fix this, right? So anyway, get grounded. That's really important. And then identify the doubt or the emotion and name it. So get still, get calm, maybe process this through journaling, maybe process this with a friend, but get to the place where you can name it. This is the insecurity that says, I'll never measure up. Or this is the insecurity that says, I'm not worthy unless I do X, Y, and Z. Identify it and then name it. And then same with whatever emotion is coming with that doubt, fear or guilt or shame or resentment or anything that's coming up in you, name it. Write it down if you're a journaler. It can really help you to remove the power from that feeling and from that doubt when we acknowledge it, rather than stuffing it or trying to go on anyway. It can be really cool to watch this process where we write through what we're feeling, what's going on inside of us. I don't know that I'll ever figure this out and blah, blah, blah. And we're just writing it out. And then once it gets almost like through our arm and through our pen onto paper, we can look at it almost from an outside perspective and go, wait, that's not true at all. Or I see this grain of truth in here because I did make a mistake recently, but that doesn't get to say anything about my being called to this specific situation. Does that make sense? So that can really be helpful for us to diffuse the power that has over us in that moment. And then number six, if you count speaking truth over yourself as number one. So number six, tell a friend. Do not just sit in the shame of this. It's so easy for us to feel alone in it. It's easy for us to feel like we're the only ones, or that we would be a burden, or that we should be past this already. So if I ask for help, blah, 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 we like make this story up about the thing that we're feeling. And I just want to remind you that you deserve support. Even if you've been here before, even if you feel like at one point you were past this, You deserve support. It diffuses the power that that has over you when you tell someone else. And it releases the shame. When we can be vulnerable with a trusted friend, it helps us stay grounded and it helps us to overcome it. Sometimes we want to get over this by ourselves. We want to prove something to us. We want to prove something to ourselves that we can beat this on our own. And I get that. I feel that. But it's so much more powerful when we invite other people to speak life over us, when we invite other people to encourage us and hold us up. It's not your job to hold yourself up all the time. You're allowed to ask for help. You don't sit in shame about the things that are going on in your mind. There's so much power either direction, right? That the limiting belief can have over you if you sit in it and try to handle it alone, or if you invite someone else in to say, you know what? I'm not doing great. I'm not really sure I'm cut out for this, and invite them to speak truth and love over you. And number 7, gratitude. Gratitude and praise and worship, those are such powerful tools that we can use to be able to reframe where we're going and what's going on with us. It kind of helps us kind of just take a step back from the situation so that we are able to express something else, another emotion other than the self-doubt, other than the beating ourselves up. We can enjoy something around us. Taking that step back to kind of slow down, it forces us to slow down, it forces us to savor, it forces us to notice and kind of get out of our heads to do this as well. And then number 8, move your body. Or maybe I got the numbers all messed up, guys. I don't have a numbered list in front of me, so bear with me on the numbering. But whatever number this is, move your body. This can kind of pair with the regulating your nervous system too, but let it out. Don't let it get trapped in your body. I had a friend remind me of it this week. So that's why I started writing these down. Like, I need a list to be able to reference, and I'm sharing it with you too. These are all tools that we need in our tool belts, but move, just shake it out. Maybe that's going for a run, going for a hike, doing some yard work, stimming, dancing, something that allows your body to just be moving so it doesn't get stuck and stagnant will help you move past that. And then the next one, really tied closely to it, is dance or do something silly. So it's like taking that movement to the next level. Do something that reminds you to stop taking yourself so seriously. Because if you can just hold yourself a little bit with less tight grip of who you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to come across, this polished version of yourself, then you can let the pressure go. Then if you get it wrong sometimes, it's okay. And we all do. And if you fail, it's okay. You don't have to have it all together. And if you don't have all of the tools and resources that you wish you did, that's okay. You get to let that roll off your shoulders. It's not your job. God is holding it all together. You don't have to. So do something that helps you take yourself less seriously. So maybe that's horse lips, which is just, or that's turning on a song that a 5-year-old would think is hilarious, like Happy Dance or the Hamster Song or the Peanut Butter and Jelly Song or the Thanksgiving Song by Matthew West. Like, any of those can be really good at letting us be a kid again and stop taking ourselves so darn seriously that we spiral into, who am I and how could I do this? Like, no, be silly, Let that flow. Just have fun and relax. And then this next one is such a good tip for almost all of the time, but it's to get off of social media. Stop that scroll. It is not serving you the way that you think you do. Find a way to numb out. If you need to numb out a little bit, maybe you scroll a different app where you're not going to get sucked into comparison. I don't know. Scroll YouTube Shorts or TikTok or something different if you do want space to numb out, because there is honestly value in that. But otherwise, get off of that space where you're constantly bombarded with idea after idea after 30-second video after 30-second video. It can be really wearing on our mindset. So know what you need. Do you need to numb out, or do you need to get off there and do some of these other practices so that you can continue with your workday? Maybe it's in the morning and you have a full day of momming ahead of you, or maybe it's in the afternoon and you have office work to get done, or maybe you have a hard conversation that you need to go have, or you need to be bold and brave in an area. Get off of social media, ground yourself, and remember that you can be the most confident version of yourself because you already are accepted. I have this written on a rock on my dresser because I need this reminder that I am already approved of by God. And this isn't to say that I'm always perfect. When we say that I'm approved of God, doesn't mean that we always get it right. It means that God has assigned me to this. He is giving me the mission and the message. He has given me these children. He has put me in this town. He has allowed me whatever. You fill in the blank there. I'm approved of by God. So I can go forward and I can keep moving with confidence and boldness, because He is the one who redeemed me. He is the one who has called me, and He is the one who has equipped me. And that's enough to shake off the doubt, even though it's hard sometimes, and to keep moving forward. Yeah, maybe you need to sleep it off, but if you're in the middle of a moment or a day where that's not going to work, like, try some of these practices and let me know which one of these is your go-to. What is going to support you and make you win this mindset game? Remember, you cannot out-hustle your inner critic. You cannot outwork insecurity. Working more will not make you feel good enough about yourself in the long term. It might work for a day or two or a week or a month, maybe a couple of years, but in the long term, you cannot outwork that insecurity. You have to heal that insecurity so that then you can work from a place of worthiness and work from a place of belonging. Again, I would love to see you at the masterclass next week, the last full week of May. I'm still solidifying the date, but you can go save your spot at yourrelationshipwithgod.com/mindset. And if we're past that date, send me a DM on Instagram and say, hey, I want more info on the masterclass or how I can master my mindset and create affirmations that speak directly to the insecurities that I want to overcome. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. If this episode was an encouragement to you, or you heard a nugget that you needed, I invite you to share it with a friend. Who else relates and would be blessed by today's episode? And it would help me out so much if you would leave a review for the Abundant Grace Podcast. It makes a world of difference getting this podcast into the ears of other people so that they can be empowered to own their worth too. As always, I would love to hear from you. You can find me hanging out on Instagram, emily.abundantgrace, or you can send me an email at hello@emilyklewis.com. I'm praying for you and cheering you on in your faith and healing. Have a great rest of your day, and remember, there is nothing you can do to add or take away from your worth, and there is nothing you can do that will make God love you more, and nothing you have done that makes God love you any less.